grabbing a block of ice this morning. KO4HK.
As I go south here, I'm in Greenville. It's up to 26 now.
It's going to get colder as I go up there in the forest right beside the river.
Yeah, you're in for a chill this morning for sure.
Well, at least there ain't no wind. I see the Stars and Bars flag up here laying limp.
It's supposed to get blustery this afternoon, so that'll be something to look forward to.
Bad yesterday afternoon walking a dog.
Up here too, so just a cold day yesterday.
It's a little gusty down here in Greenville. I mean, I'm getting occasional push on the car. But, yeah, I think the real wind comes this afternoon. The advisory I got, the wind and the increased fire danger advisory for my county this afternoon.
Thin dry, that's for sure. And I know y'all can hear them injectors clacking in the background on this thing this morning.
Pretty good this morning.
It was pretty clear this morning, unlike the yesterday.
I'm usually in the shadow. There's like some shadow down here, but I'm hearing it pretty good this morning. About 10 miles to climate control, 9.5 miles to the colder outside temperature, and 7 miles to my technique, because I'm just driving too fast. So, plus 5 for terrain, so a net of minus 21 miles of range for things other than just moving.
To put it on charge when you get there.
Anyway, because we have the free charger there, so I did go to 100% at home last night, and I'll go to 100% at the office just to have all the energy I can have in here, as cold as it is.
Hope everybody has a good day and a good weekend, and maybe I'll catch you guys back on Monday. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. KO4HK.
Talking this morning. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week. W2JKT.
Have a great weekend. N2SWJ.
Run in here for my morning pit stop, and I will be back here in just a minute. KO4HK.
W2JKT. New York,
Windy, man. Trash cans were blowing out into the streets and everything. I mean, it was like it was Chicago up in there.
When I lived there, man, there were, I mean, it didn't happen very often, but once in a while, you know, you'd get those wind tunnel vortexes in there, and it would be pretty wild.
Went on. I mean, must have been some sort of front or something coming through, but it was really windy, and it wasn't super cold, but it made it super cold from the wind chill because the wind was so strong.
From Chicago, so I don't, I can't complain to her about wind chill, but yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, it can be bad.
The temperature, and it wasn't supposed to be super cold, so I didn't bring my really heavy jacket, and it was cutting through my medium layer jacket pretty bad. And I was like, ugh, get me into the subway or get me into the building and all that stuff.
I've got like a long sleeve quarter zip, I've got sleeve on top of that, and then I have my big heavy jacket to go on top of that later because I just know it's going to be bad. And the, even at my office, the walk from the building to the parking deck takes a while, and it's very exposed and cold, so I'm prepared.
Makes sense, totally. Yeah, I'll probably stay inside today. I don't have any plans on going anywhere.
Yeah, business when I get home today will be to build a fire in the buck stove downstairs so we can have a nice warm basement for playing D&D tonight, and then get a fire going in my furnace in my house again, and then, scoop the yard so it's not buried, cooped under the snow and everything. So the kids can play in it, and just try to get everything cleaned up for the weekend.
For HKX, I'm back, and I got a nice long walk in the cold when I get to work, and in a building that doesn't have heat in all of it, and my office is one of them.
You're in there?
Little infrared room heaters. HKX, yeah, it's one step above nothing, that's for sure, in that block building. That sucking the heat right out of everything.
Hard to heat.
This one built back in the 60s.
Today's, but I finally got my Bluetooth headset connected to my computer. That's ridiculous. And I didn't want to reboot, and my Bluetooth headset was just being difficult for some reason. I have no clue why. Get it to another device or something like that. Then I finally got it broken away from.
The thing about electronics nowadays is trying to keep a printer working and connected to the computer. That's just...